This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And the program, as always, brought to you by Better Picks. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash fast. Download Better at better.app. Of course, get your Prop Points podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. We do have some breaking news to open the program today as the New York Giants have fired head coach Brian Daboll, who will be replaced on an interim basis by offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, who, like Daboll, is not that good. But we'll break it down real quick at the top. But a big program forthcoming. We'll recap Sunday's action. Pretty good week for the show. We'll pop out our data points. We'll compare them for tonight's football game to the Opta Online projections, and we'll check in with our guy, Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder. There is one guy that we are in on. We have not discussed, so that's always a really good sign. Of course, I cannot help myself. I've got a slew of propage tonight, probably asking for trouble, but, you know, I like it. As per usual, we lost the winning night on Thursday by 1 yard with a bunch of propage, and I kind of like it, so I'm swinging for, I think it's 5. And then we have a Monday night special as well. And I got to tell you, I'm feeling it here. There have been some specials where I'm like, you know, I think this is worth a shot, you know, kind of a thing. No, I'm feeling it. So stay tuned for that. But the end of the program for the Monday night special, the big news, the Giants have fired Mike Kafka. As I said, this will be their 6th head coach since 2016. It's like, guys, take a Kostanzian approach. Whatever you've been doing the last 10 years, do the complete opposite because it's not working. Like Ben McAdoo, I knew that was a bad hire when he showed up to the job wearing a suit that didn't fit him. I'm like, what are we doing over here? Then we got Stevie Spags, great defensive coordinator, not a head coach. Pat Shurmur, decent offensive coordinator, not a head coach. Joe Judge, I mean, come on. One of the worst hires in the history of the NFL. And Mr. Brian Daboll. Now, Daboll had a real good period there with the Bills. But the bottom line is he kicked around the NFL for a long time. I remember thinking he should have gotten a job 10, 12 years ago. Didn't. And then he goes to Alabama. And, you know, I guess if you're not doing well, you just go and scurry up next to Nick Saban and improve your reputation and try again. And that's kind of what Daboll did. And it did go well for a couple of years until it didn't. The sample size increased. Not all his fault, I'm sure. The GM, they all stink. I say clean house and start over if you're a Giants fan. That's how I would feel if I were a Giant fan. We'll continue to cover that story. Not much going on there. There'll be some continuity. Jackson Dart, of course, concussed this past week. And, you know, in Daboll's defense, they lost Malik Nabers, and the roster is not that great. Well, let's take a look quickly at our betting results. We do have our typical 5 lessons learned coming out of week number 10, but a pretty good week here for the propage. I believe I did predict a 7-3 or an 8-2 week. We do go 7-3. Most importantly, the best bet, we're back on the winning track there. Thank you very much, Mr. Alec Pierce. I mean, we all had a non-sexual crush on the Alec Pierce prop. I mean, I'll be honest with you here. I mean, it was unbelievable. All the data points were lining up, and it's just a beautiful thing when it happens. We did discuss how he was absolutely due to score a touchdown, and he did. But we lost, we did lose 3, and of course, there were of the Buzz Killian nature, if you will. Garrett Wilson, I did say on Friday, like, I'm going to take a chance with a couple of banged up guys. And I went off the practice reports. Garrett Wilson on Thursday said his knee felt great and he was ready to go. Full practice. I'm like, all right, well, maybe it was just a bad coincidence, but he did aggravate the knee injury. And we died like a dog with that puppy. He got goose egged. We got goose egged. Of course, Justin Fields throws for 54 damn yards, 42 of them on a screen pass. I mean, this is absolutely repugnant. So I guess I got to put Garrett Wilson probably on the DNP list. We can't play him because Justin Fields' floor, it's scary. It's like got rotted wood and you may fall through it and get hurt because that's a scary floor. We do get the David Montgomery prop correct. I did make a last-minute switcheroo on that one, and I was regretting it for much of the game. I'm like, I know Gibbs is going to do well. But and I went with the Gibbs prop. But I'm like, I think the sure thing is David Montgomery getting carries late in a blowout. And that's exactly what happened. He didn't get it until like the very end of the game, but he cleared it easily. I'm very happy about the Roma Dunze prop, even though the schematics, I believe, got changed up a little bit. They went out there and played a lot of zone, I think. But it did work out. Trey McBride, that was a slam dunk. And I think the best call of the weekend was the fact that I went with Trey McBride and correspondingly took the under on Marvin Harrison, under 4.5 grabs. Dude had 12 targets and he couldn't catch 5. So that was good. Also good was the Bijan Robinson under. How about that? We're taking unders left and right. By the way, we are in November and we're 8-1 on unders. So maybe that's our wheelhouse. We do lose the Colston Loveland under. He was doing diddly poo for a while. I thought maybe that was going to hit, but he got it. Okay, good for him. We can't get him all right. And then the other one was Derrick Henry. That was real. We should have been 8-2. Let's be honest here. I mean, this is yet another time where everything I project happens. I projected them to win. I thought they would win comfortably. They did. I thought he'd get 20 carries. He did. But he did not get the prop. I think we missed that by 2 darn yards. But we'll take it. We'll take 7-3 all day long. Also had that Alec Pierce prop on the board there. That was beautiful. Love that. Let's get right into the lessons learned from week number 10. Lesson learned number 1. The Rams are unstoppable. And it's all about going heavy. Here's some data points from our guy Ryan Heath over at fantasypoints.com and Fantasy Points Data. The Rams played just 8 snaps from 13 personnel over the first 6 games. No offense was above 20% on the year entering Sunday. On Sunday, they were in 13 personnel. That's 3 tight ends on the field. They've got like 17 on the roster. On 44.8% of their offensive plays. That's a big number. And the big loser here is Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua had a target share the first 6 weeks of 33.7%. Past 2 weeks, 21.9% and 16.7%. Now, still crushing. So he's still a wide receiver 1, and we're still looking good. But maybe the ceiling, we just dropped the ceiling a little bit on him. But the real lesson is, you can't stop them. You can't stop the Rams out of these heavy personnel groupings because they again, I mentioned they've got a bunch of tight ends. You know, Terrence Ferguson is pretty good. Also, Tyler Higbee still hanging in there. And they've also got Colby Parkinson, who's pretty good. So, and Stafford sitting back there just tossing 4 touchdowns, 4 games in a row. It's unbelievable. You know, I've been complaining about these quarterbacks, like Bo Nix. I mean, come on now. Bo Nix stinks. I'm sorry. The guy played college football for 26 years, and he still can't work through a zone. But Matt Stafford, nothing he hasn't seen. Professional quarterback, pro-style quarterback. He's seen it all. You can't stop him when you're getting protection, when you're getting a running game, and when you're getting these personnel groupings that are really difficult to defend. It'll be fascinating because the Seahawks, they're playing – LA's playing Seattle this week – that's what they're doing too. They're going with a lot of 12, and I think a little bit of 13, but they're going a lot of 12 with A.J. Barner and Elijah Arroyo, and that's why Jackson Smith and Jigba, by the way, is doing what he does because they don't go with a third wide receiver very often. Now, of course, they just traded for Rashid Shaheed. They've got almost an embarrassment of riches now, but this is good for Devontae Adams and still Puka because they're just not throwing it to anybody else, not a third receiver. Patriots are cooking with gas. And I think this may have been the best Drake May game that I've seen. I was particularly impressed. Obviously, Trevion Henderson and our guy Michael Cohen is on cloud nine over here. He's telling me about how Drake May has moved into the lead in terms of the MVP race. But I was very interested and I was pretty high on Kyle Williams because he got a lot of juice. Reminds me of like a Deontay Johnson type that they need. And he, you know, just a rookie. Only one catch for 72 yards, coupled that with Henderson and May. And, you know, you can't stop Mac Hollins. So they are cooking with gas, and this puppy will continue. The Bills, though, they're not cooking with gas. They're cooking with, like, I don't know, propane, maybe. I think at this point they're only going to go as far as James Cook is going to go. They still don't have a great receiver. The offense goes through James Cook. That's it. He is their identity, and they don't have a good enough receiving core. Dan Campbell, I think he may be a JMO guy because when he reportedly took over the play calling duty, there was a noticeable shift over to JMO Williams. And that's the guy we've been telling you to trade for a couple of weeks now. And this is two games in a row, not too shabby. Certainly difficult to project, but JMO has always been a little bit of a boom or bust guy, and I've been leaning the last few weeks on bust. I think I'm going to lean and pivot over back to boom. And then number five, this is a small lesson, but I was the only person in America who thought Tyler Shuck threw the ball relatively well in week nine. Well, we improved dramatically in week number 10, and he had a very good day from the pocket and supported Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson. No one else! So no one else matters. Good news if you have Chris Olave and if you need Juwan Johnson. Let's check in on our data points for Monday Night Football next here on this edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Thinking of sports, then it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action on the NBA, WNBA, MLB when that returns, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. So head on over to better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And don't forget to pop in that promo code VSiN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Pop Points here on VSiN. We got breaking news out the yin yang this morning. Our guy, friend of the program, Adam Schefter, also reporting minutes ago that Joe Burrow to practice today in a limited capacity. And there's some words about how he can ramp up without opening up the 21-day window. So not going to play in the month of November, but maybe Bro Flacco, the two Joes, can hold it down. Maybe Joe Flacco can hold it down for another month and we can get Bro Burrow back. Of course, they still need to continue to win football games. Had a bye week this week. All right. We have the last game on the Week 10 docket, of course, is tonight, and that puppy is in Green Bay. I was wondering where the hell it was. I forgot. Yeah, it's in Green Bay. Okay, so that helps. That does help the Green Bay Packers. Let's take a look because, you know, the link, it's a scary environment. I've been there. I've been to the 700 level of Old Veterans Stadium, okay, during Cowboy Eagle games in the 80s. I've been to prisons that were safer. Anyways, let's go into the numbers here. Jalen Hurts, 195.5 is the number. The Opta AI projection is actually 247. That's pretty high. Now, over at fantasypoints.com, I see we are only at 209. Green Bay gives up the ninth fewest passing yards per game and the fewest rushing yards per game. So, you know, that zone of theirs, it keeps everything in front of them, so it's not the greatest matchup. However, their corners are slipping on the outside. They have allowed multiple passing touchdowns to four pro quarterbacks in four straight games. Of course, no offense, I'm not including Bryce Young under that category, but that's mean. I know that's mean, but you know, they have allowed multiple passing touchdowns to the last four good quarterbacks they faced. The Packers use cover three and cover two at a 52% clip, so it's actually a pretty good schematic matchup. He's at 7.37 yards per attempt and an 8.6 completion percentage over expectations. So not too bad. And 11 for 61 rushing. Jordan Love, who is starting to annoy me, quite frankly, because I was pretty big on him the last couple of years. And just let it rip, dude. I mean, they need to let it rip. And maybe not with some injuries, because no Tucker Kraft, and that stinks. But the number here is 233.5. The Opta AI is over at 246 over at fantasypoints.com. We are, what the hell are we? I'll find it. I'll just tell you the data points. Philly uses cover three and cover one at a 52% clip. He averages 8.56 YPA. That's pretty good. And he's got 63 yards rushing against that covered shell. So that's the thing. It's not the greatest matchup, but it is a pretty good schematic matchup here for Jordan Love. I was alphabetizing the wrong column. That's why I couldn't find it. So our projection is 259. So that's, I'm not taking the over, but I'm involved in it. Let's just say it that way. He only got 212/0 in the playoffs, did Love against these Philly Birds. Next up, let's take a look at the receiving props. AJ Brown, pretty low, 55.5, 4.5 receptions. Opta AI is significantly higher at 69. Over at Fantasy Points, we are giving them 63. So that is over, but we're pretty much in between the prop and Opta AI. Green Bay allows the fifth most receiving yards per game to outside receivers, but the ninth fewest YPR. Bad schematic matchup, though. They use cover three, cover two, like I said, 52% clip. Brown averages a piddly 0.92 yards per route run against those coverages. Now, DeKoy Metcalf did have five catches for 55 and a tutty in this matchup 2 weeks ago. I mean, and he stinks. So Brown could certainly get it done, but I think this is a Devontae Smith game and a Dallas Goedert game. By the way, Brown managed just a 10-yard reception in this matchup in the playoffs. Moving on to Devontae Smith, 53.5. Opta AI is at 79. That is a massive difference. We are 64. So we're pretty comfortably over it as well. And this is the guy I'm into, quite frankly. Spoiler alert. Green Bay gives up. Now, it is a little bit of a tricky matchup here, because Green Bay gives up the fewest receiving yards per game, the fourth fewest yards per route run to slot receivers. But they also use the cover three and the cover two at that 52% clip. And I told you the number was piddly for A.J. Brown, 0.92. Well, let's compare that to 2.92, because that's what Devontae Smith is. That and by the way, here's something I just dug up just for my own entertainment, I guess. The Green Bay Packers use cover two 20% of the time. Not a ton. A.J. Brown against cover two. Have you ever seen A.J. Brown lately make a play inside the hash marks? No, he doesn't. He lives outside. A.J. Brown is at 0.03 fantasy points per route run against cover two. Devontae is at 0.79. That's 2,533% more. I just thought that was somewhat interesting as it applies to, well, really both players. Romeo Doubs, 52.5. The Opta AI projection is 60. We over at fantasypoints.com. Let's take a look there. I do worry about him seeing a good amount of Quinyon Mitchell. We are projecting, though, 61. So that's right there in line with the Opta AI. I'm not feeling it, though. The Eagles, it is a pretty good schematic. It's decent. They use cover three and cover one 52% of the time. He's at 1.89 yards per route run. But Philly gives up the seventh most receiving yards, yes. But that's the other corner spot. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell's not Superman, but I think that's a tougher matchup. Christian Watson. It's elementary, I believe. 42.5. I do believe that we're going to get him on Jair Alexander and or Adoree Jackson. He also has a pretty good schematic matchup here. Really good. They run cover three and cover one. Like I said, 52% of the time. He is averaging, and granted it's a small sample, 30 routes, a fat 3.03 fantasy points per route run, or yards per route run. So it's a great schematic matchup there for him. Dallas Goedert, number is 35. Oh, by the way, with Watson, we're the Opta AI projection was over 49.5. The number is 42.5. Dallas Goedert, 35.5. Opta AI is at 41.41. Packers are vulnerable to tight ends. They are giving up the most receptions per game to the position. Goedert got him for 4 for 47 and a tutty in the playoffs. And it's a good schematic. He's at 1.83 yards per route run against cover two and cover three. Now, Luke Musgrave, I was a big Luke Musgrave guy, but, you know, Tucker Kraft outclassed him. Philly gives up the third most receiving yards per game and the fifth fewest receptions, which actually fits his profile because he's kind of boom or bust. He's going to be a big play guy or he's not going to really do anything. Josh Jacobs, 19.5. Opta AI is just below at 17.7. I have some thoughts on that. Saquon Barkley is a 16.5. Opta AI is at 13.9. Green Bay still giving up the fifth fewest receiving yards per game to tight ends. I did kick that one around. Quickly, let's look at the rushing props. Saquon Barkley, the number is 76.5. Opta AI coming in lower at 64.3. Tough sledding, I think we're going to see here. They do give up the 10th most adjusted yards before contact. And then we have Josh Jacobs, 67.5. The Opta AI projection right there at 68. Philadelphia gives up the 9th fewest adjusted yards before contact. So it'll be a little bit of a slugfest once again for Josh Jacobs. But he should get the ball, and he should produce with some volume. This week is the final week to grab VSiN Sports Equinox Special, by the way. For just $120, get full VSiN Pro access through May 1st for less than $20 a month for every edge in every sport every day. Daily best bets, live betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video, full coverage of all the sports seasons forthcoming, plus the Masters. Don't miss your last chance to lock in this special rate at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We'll be joined by Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder, next year on this Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. I'm out of control. I've got six. I'm like the late, great Regis. I'm out of control. I've got six that I'm going to be popping out next segment. But in the meantime, we go to the progressive guest line to bring in our guy, the Grinder, Tom Brawley, over at Fantasy Points. Senior writer, part owner on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. We always ask Tom, not that we really are wondering whether or not you had a good week, but how was the week? A pretty good week over here. We are 8-1 in November on unders. How are you doing?
Wow. I like it. Maybe you'll have to start betting unders all throughout the season, but November is off to a great start here. I'm coming off a really strong week as well. Had the 13-1 week last week, sitting at 10-4 heading into Monday night. So last time I had an awesome week, it took a little bit of a step back, but we're still plowing ahead here, up over 5 units in player props cash this weekend. So looking to finish off on a high note here on Monday Night Football.
Absolutely crushing it. I am a firm believer, if you do really well and brag about it too many times, you're going down, pretty much. I mean, I would love to. I'm not even going to tell you what our record was. It was good, but I won't tell you because I don't want to anger the fantasy gods. But I noticed that you're in on only one tonight officially, but it's a good sign because I've got six. Like I said, I'm out of control, and this one is number one, and I rank them. I rank them, so I'll give that away because we need to discuss it with you, and it's Devontae Smith, a.k.a. the Slim Reaper, a.k.a. Skinny Batman, and you got in at over 48.5, which I think I got in on that as well on Friday, but that's been crept up here. But what do you see here with Mr. Skinny Batman? It's up to 53.5, so it's up a little bit here, so your thoughts?
Yeah, I still like it. I have in my article that I would bet this up to 55.5. So we still have a little bit of wiggle room here at 54.5. I do see a 52.5 out there in the market at BetMGM. So if you shop around here, you can still get a pretty good number here. We have them projected over at Fantasy Points for 67 yards. We really love this prop. He's been able to get to 49 yards in six of his seven games. So he's been the most active, you know, on a weekly basis, he's the most consistent active target in this offense. We know A.J. Brown is the number one, but he can be hit or miss. We love A.J. Brown whenever there's a chance for a lot of man matchups. He gets a lot of targets in those scenarios. When the Eagles are facing more of a zone defense like they will tonight, I tend to lean towards Devonta Smith. And that's what we're going to see tonight. They play a lot of cover three and a lot of cover two. That's about 52% of their coverages from down to down. And Devonta Smith is averaging 2.92 yards per route run and a 24% target share on his routes run. And that's from our fantasy points data. So he loves going against cover three and cover two. He's kind of the guy whenever Jalen Hurts is dropping back. That's who he's looking for against those coverages. So I think he's going to be very active tonight. We look at A.J. Brown's numbers against those coverages, against cover two and cover three. He's averaging 0.92 yards per route run with just a 15% target share. So if you don't want to bet the over for Devonta Smith, maybe it'll take a look at A.J. Brown under his receiving yards as well. He is coming off an injury as well. He sat out the last time he played. So, we also have a coverage matchup pool, and it's really pointing towards Devonta Smith having a really strong matchup tonight. So this is one I think a lot of people over at Fantasy Points are on this prop here tonight. So hopefully they come out throwing towards Devonta Smith. And it should be a competitive game, too, here against the Packers. Should be some back and forth. So I'm liking Devonta Smith over his receiving yards.
Whenever you get literally the entire staff of fantasypoints.com on a player, like Alec Pierce last week, by the way, like we literally were one big, huge brain sharing it on Alec Pierce and easy crush. How about this data point that it came up? I just thought it was interesting. You mentioned the cover two, and I'm like, I said it earlier, rhetorically. Do you recall A.J. – actually, not rhetorically. Do you recall A.J. Brown making a play between the numbers? No. They don't use him there. Against cover two, A.J. Brown is 0.03 fantasy points per route run. Devonta Smith, 2,533% more productive against cover two. I just thought that was somewhat interesting.
I'd say that this is going to line up for him being active in the middle of the field here.
Yeah. Last week, you were in on Christian Watson, and you won. You emerged victorious. That was a little gutsy, considering it was only his second game. Did you consider him tonight?
I did. I wish the Eagles, over the last, since last season, 2024, in the early part here, he's just appeared in two games so far. But Christian Watson is kind of their cover three beater. I wish the Eagles do run it about 28% of the time, so it is a fairly significant number here. I wish it was a little bit more. I'd feel really good about this, but I still really like him. It's a very small sample size, but Philly's running about cover three and cover one about 53% of the time. And just on 30 routes so far this season, Watson is up over 3 yards per route run against those coverages with a 20% target share. So he's getting down the field targets against these looks. He's kind of the guy that they're using to beat these deep, defenses deep down the field against those coverages. And, Philadelphia's actually, they've been a little bit vulnerable to the downfield passes. We can, in our fantasy points data, we can filter out just for 20 plus air yard targets. And they're giving up the sixth most receiving yards per game at 56.3 on targets of 20 plus air yards. And that's primarily where Christian Watson's going to see his targets are down the field, off of play action, or, whatever the scenario is. They're going to be throwing it downfield to him, giving him opportunities in one-on-one coverage, or, they like to use his speed and his size down the field. And Eagles have been a little bit vulnerable in those types of situations. So Jair Alexander didn't travel with the team, so they're still, the secondary still isn't what
Dory
it will
Jackson.
Be here. And, yeah, it's going to be a right. Dory Jackson in those types of scenarios, probably. We'll see if they – they changed it up. They did trade for Michael Carter, so maybe he plays in the slot right. a little bit. Maybe that bumps out Cooper DeJean out onto the perimeter a little bit more. I'll be very curious.
Right.
That's honestly one of the bigger things I'll be watching tonight is just how the Eagles, with their secondary, how they plan to play moving forward after making a couple of trades. I would like to see it with Jair Alexander, but nothing to be scared away from here with Christian Watson. And maybe we're still getting a little bit of a discount with this receiving yards at 40 yards, even when you consider Tucker Kraft is out, Matthew Golden's banged up, Dontavian Wicks is banged up. So this does point to Christian right. Watson being active tonight.
Do you think, and this will be final question because we're already out of time, but Green Bay minus 1.5, they are at home. Do you think they give Philly a game and move the ball consistently on offense?
I lean towards the Eagles side here. I actually gave this out my ATS pick. I will say right up front, they've been terrible so far this year. I've been crushing it on player props, but I've really scaled back my ATS bets because I am not seeing the ball well. But I do like the Eagles catching points here in this scenario. So I think the wrong team is favored. Even with home field advantage cooked in here tonight, I think the Eagles are the right side here catching points. They should be well rested off the bye. I kind of like the Eagles catching points here tonight.
Follow Tom on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Tom will next join us on Thursday. And get ready, Tom, because November, full swing, baby. The New England Patriots hosting the Jets. It's going to be a bonanza of unders. I'm looking forward to that because we are doing well with the unders. But good luck.
I wish I bet a Garrett Wilson under his receiving yards this week. Your field gave those guys no chance to get over.
I took the over, unfortunately.
Yes, I was on the over,
too. Did not go well. Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder, always on the right track, and if he doesn't win, it's a shock. Let's be honest. When we return, my official picks plus a Monday night special for the closing out of week number 10 as the Green Bay Packers host the Philadelphia Eagles. Hang tight. That is forthcoming here on VSiN.
Prop Points with the Guru, John Hansen on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Start getting paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today. Get a free $10, no deposit needed. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play, or head to Better.app. Use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. It is now the final segment of this Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. All right, well, I'm a little out of control, but once again, the show's called Prop Points, and we have one football game. I don't give a rat's ass about any other sports, that's for sure. It's all football. and I do have six props for tonight, plus, technically I have eight, plus a touchdown prop, plus a Monday night special. We don't want to go crazy, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do. If it pops out, to me, it pops out. So let's get into it, and we'll start with Devontae Smith, 53.5. I heard there was a 52.5. I wish I could do that one, but I think we're good. As we mentioned, the schematics of it all are very, very good. A.J. Brown is not doing well schematically against cover two and cover three, which they'll run half the time. Meanwhile, Devontae averaging a robust 2.92 fantasy points per route run and or yards per route run, sorry. And yeah, he's kind of the guy that they look for against these zone heavy defenses. Oh, and he's good. I've always been a massive Devontae Smith fan, pretty much ranking him over his ADP every year, every single year. Now, probably not working out wonderfully this year, but we still have half the season almost to go. Next up, Christian Watson. We're going over 40.5 based on the schematics of it all. They run cover three, cover one. Man, you want that. A lot, 52% of the time, as I said. Jaire Alexander didn't make the trip. So now we're going to be looking at Adoree Jackson, and that's the matchup you want. They've been weak at that number two corner spot the whole time. I mean, at the end of the day, when you get past Philly's secondary, once you get past Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell, they're all beatable. They have two studs, though, but the rest of the guys are beatable. I like Watson here over 40.5. Downfield guy, you know, no Tucker Kraft. Wicks is banged up. Dobbs should see a lot more of the aforementioned Quinion Mitchell. So it is setting up pretty well here for Watson. Next up, I'm going to go a little bit of a rando one, but Josh Jacobs over 18.5 receiving yards. Philly has been pretty damn good against the run, number one. Let's see here. They give up, well, they do give up the 10th most receiving yards per game to running backs. That's first and foremost. The rushing doesn't look that promising as well, but you know, he's been getting the volume. Philly gives up the 9th fewest adjusted yards before contact. So that should lead them to pass it a little bit more or get him the ball in space in that regard. As I mentioned, they give up healthy 10th most rushing receiving yards per game to running backs. He also got 3 grabs for 40 receiving against them in the playoffs last year. And I want to look to see, because over at fantasypoints.com, you know, one of the methods I use is to see how much further we are from the prop. And for example, our guy Chris Wecht, the guy has one job. He does projections. That's it. That's all he does. A data scientist from the University of Delaware. Shout out to the Blue Hens. I have a son who's a graduate as well. Great school, if you're thinking about it. But we are projecting 27 yards, which is 64% more. That's a lot. So we're going with it. Same thing with Jordan Love, because the Eagles do give up rushing production to quarterbacks. So they're actually giving up, I looked it up, the 3rd most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks on the ground over the last 5 weeks. And for example, we are projecting 14.5, which is 38% more. Once you get over 35% in terms of the difference between the projections and the prop number, I think we're looking good there. Now, I'm taking all overs here. We are in November. It would be irresponsible for me to only take overs here in November. I mean, I've been making such a big deal out of it all year, and we are 8-1. Which I probably just cursed the record there, but I've got 2 unders here, and to the hashtag analysis that we've put out today, AJ Brown. I'd rather go under the catch total prop. like I did with Aronde Gadsden. By the way, that was still hitting because he was not doing crap before he got hurt in the third quarter. Maybe not, but that was looking good. We did the catch total prop on the under with Marvin Harrison as well. Granted, the yardage fell as well. But just on the chance he makes like one big play, with the schematics looking poor, I don't know if he does that. Probably not against Green Bay because they're zone heavy and all that. But yeah, I think it's going to be Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, maybe a little bit more Hurts running a little bit in this one. And of course, Barkley, maybe Jahan Dotson. I don't know. But I just think that it's a good play. It's only fifth on my list, so it's only the fifth favorite. I am a little afraid, I'll be honest. I'm a little scared to put the unders at the top because, again, that's not totally my wheelhouse, but just filling in the best unders I see here in November, and it's going well. Next up was Romeo Doubs. Under, same deal, same principle, under 4.5 receptions. I do believe that he will see a good amount of Quinyon Mitchell. I don't think they'll do a travel situation. That's always a possibility, but I mean, if they traveled Mitchell on anybody, I'm thinking it might be Watson. But he's not impervious to giving up big plays. Eagles do use that cover three, cover one shell combination at a 52% clip. He's all right against it at 1.89 yards per route run. Philly also, again, gives up the seventh most receiving yards per game, but just the 13th fewest yards per route run. Basically, he'll have a beatable matchup probably half the time. But the other half will have a tough matchup, and it could be more if they opt to travel Quinyon Mitchell. But the problem is, the fact is, based on the alignment numbers, where they line up, Doubs will see a lot of Mitchell. So I'm going to go under here on that. He'll probably catch four, but will he catch five? That's kind of a big number for Romeo Doubs, so let's do it. And then let's take a look at our singular touchdown prop today. Full disclosure, we got to pick somebody. You know, I had a friend of mine text me last night about, like, he wanted to get in on something with the Charger-Steeler game. He's like, well, who do you like tonight? I'm like, I don't really like anybody, but if I had to take somebody, I would go with Ladd McConkey. And I feel the same way about this guy. Ladd McConkey went over 100 and he scored. He was clearly the cream of the crop. Somebody's got to be the guy. I'm going with Christian Watson, baby. Anytime touchdown at plus 290. In addition to filling in and, you know, helping out and being more involved because of no Tucker Kraft, he's a good downfield threat. He's a good big play threat. Good red zone threat. I mean, I've interviewed Christian Watson. I have a photo of me and Christian Watson. I'm 6'2". I have a photo of me and him, and he looks like my dad. I'm like up to his shoulder. He's a tall dude. Great guy, for sure. I am friends with Bo Melton's father, as I mentioned a million times. I asked him, that Watson, good dude, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, there you go. So we like backing good dudes, guys like that. And we'll do it. Plus 290 for the anytime touchdown. Last thing on the docket would, in fact, be the Monday night special. Before we pop that puppy out, just a reminder, when we sign off, it is Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. Right at the top of the hour, Josh Applebaum joins the show with market movement breakdowns and where the sharp money is showing ahead of Monday night. That is followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. Then stick around for VSiN Prime Time with Tim Murray and Matt Humans. Now, I would like to know, could I add another win to my November record, because I did go on the tailgate show with Mitch and Paulie yesterday, and I did go with the Deebo Samuel under, what was it? I think it was 4.5 or 5.5, whatever it was, it hit. I'm going to give that to myself and call that another November win, because I did make it officially on VSiN. So we're 9-1. And the Monday night special, it's very simple. We're talking Christian Watson. We're talking Adoree Jackson. We're talking good vibes. We're talking improved hands. We're talking Jordan Love with a big arm. We're talking a big game. We're talking the Eagles not impervious to giving up big plays. So let's go 80 yards or more for Christian Watson at plus 326. You're welcome. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.